Coast Radio News for Monday, February 1st, 2021. I'm George Henry. On the final day of January, the Oregon Health Authority did not provide its daily update on coronavirus cases across the state. On Saturday, the OHA reported 707 new cases for a total of 142,416. But that total is not even updated on the OHA website. The OHA's site currently lists 141,729 total cases. There's been no explanation from the Oregon Health Authority on the differences listed on their site versus the information released to media through emails. The same goes for Lane County Public Health website. Both were updated last on January 30th. New numbers are expected out today. Saturday's update still lists Florence area as 145 total cases. One of the local businesses shuttered by the restrictions in Lane County has been Coastal Fitness. Under the most current guidelines, restrictions have been eased enough to allow them to reopen. Coastal Fitness announced on social media they would be open today and would be able to allow for walk-ins with no reservations. They plan on continuing indoor and outdoor classes, too. City Council meets this evening at 5:30 to discuss the possible annexation of a 48.82-acre property that is adjacent to the Idlewild neighborhood. There's been a push from a group to quash the annexation, fearing that it could lead the city to force other neighborhoods into city proper. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says that is not the city's policy to annex neighborhoods without a request for annexation. In the past, individual properties have requested annexation, allowing for areas like Driftwood Shores to be included in the city services. If the annexation is approved, there would be the need to run city water and sewer along a stretch of Oceana Drive off of Rhododendron to the property. Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has announced the winner of the Holiday Decor Contest. Kitchen Clutter on Bay Street rose to the top of almost 20 businesses to claim the prize. Store manager Jan McKnight said it was a group effort of the staff and even a former Sisal High grad who came down from Portland to help decorate flower pots. Bettina Hannigan, president and CEO of the Florence Area Chamber, says the business and the city had to come up with new ways to celebrate the holiday. Without the traditional tree lighting, hay rides, and other festivities, they needed to find ways to draw people into Old Town. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, February 1st, 2021.